This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, it's time for us to discuss what's going on in the world news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen here, sort of, I don't know if I'd refer to myself as a mastermind. Rich, do you think I'm a mastermind? Maybe.
Depends on what you're trying to mine.
If that's so.
Good. You're the master.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. I visited with him during the week. Also, I could have visited with you, Rick, except it was late at night when I drove through New Jersey the other night, so I didn't get to stop at WDEL in Wilmington. That's where Rick is. And I didn't get to see Victoria, but I see her all the time anyway. She's from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. We're here to discuss the issues of the week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. I'm going to do something a little different this week.
Here we go.
Excuse me?
Yes, hello?
That was condescending of you to say
no,
that.
It was
a little bit. Okay, so we know the impeachment's big. We know the debates are big. I want to go to the debates and find out what it is that our friend, I say this lovingly because I think everybody should be our friends. I'm not voting for her. I think she'd be a nightmare and a half. So, Senator Elizabeth Warren referred to in the Democratic debate Mayor Pete as a, there's this wine thing, the wine cave Pete.
The wine cave, yeah.
All right, so you want to take your first shot at that one, Rick? Go ahead.
Sure, why not? They're all trying to raise money. You know, elections cost a lot of money. They're very expensive. And Pete Buttigieg knows people out in Silicon Valley and out in California who are billionaires. And they went out to the Napa Valley and said, hey, we've got $900 bottles of wine. Give us $500 minimum. You can stop in and meet Pete Buttigieg. He's running for president. They said, sure, why not? Because it's not atypical. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders would like to make a big point of we have small amount of money.
Yeah, but they have always
$35.
Warren,
that's true.
Yeah, come on. These guys.
Warren's making a big point of it now.
I don't know about it. I think maybe Bernie is pretty true to himself in this one. But Warren, she's such a hypocrite. Across the board, she's such a hypocrite. And then, surprisingly,
this whole idea of wine cave became a meme, and it's all over social media.
That's right.
Wine cave, yeah. It's ridiculous. Because it doesn't have anything to do with policy. It just has to do with appearances.
Her desperation is what it has to do with.
What is so interesting about this, he was ready for this, which is interesting that he was. He pointed out that she was a millionaire.
Yep.
And also, this is accurate, that she transferred, I believe it's accurate, that she transferred millions of dollars she'd raised for her Senate account while she also held the same closed door, high dollar fundraisers that she now says are, you know, these are just terrible, terrible, terrible because she's not doing them on this campaign.
Yeah. Listen to Rich. He loves this. They're such hypocrites, though. I think of all of them, I think Mayor Pete is probably the least hypocritical.
And he's not a millionaire, and he pointed out.
Yet.
He will be.
You can't condemn somebody for what they're not yet.
I don't even see condemning them. What the hell is wrong with being successful in America?
You know what's wrong with it? When you are a public servant and you become rich from the side deals, that is what's wrong with it. I don't.
When you become a millionaire,
just
2 years in the Senate.
Right. How did Nancy Pelosi get all of her money?
Right.
How did the Bushes get all of their money? How did the Clintons get all of their money?
Can we be clear here? Her husband has money.
he has money because of contracts. Both she and Feinstein have had their
money.
Husbands have bid on jobs and gotten government work and family. You dig into the families of both of those people, and they're up to their mickeys in government contracts.
But Trump's making billions of dollars by having people stay in his hotels.
Let's be clear, her husband has money, not her. And let's also be clear,
which one are we talking about? Feinstein or Pelosi?
Have money. He was the only one up there who doesn't have.
What's wrong with having money? I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you.
Nothing's wrong with having money, but once you become a public servant and you take my money to make your money, then I have a problem.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah. All right, so
well done.
There's that. This is a little insight like Paul Harvey
Andrew
used to
Yang
have.
Andrew Yang was good, by the way. Andrew Yang
you
was
thought
good.
So? Yeah. I think, one of the things that I found, I thought it was interesting that Bernie and Biden, most of the male candidates couldn't answer the question that came about what Obama said recently. He said it before. I've said it. Richie, you've heard me talk about this for years, that if women rule the country or run the world, it would be a lot better place. I've always thought that, and Obama said it, and so the candidates were asked that, and Bernie, and Joe Biden, what are you, I guess if you're running against a woman, what are you going to say, they're better than you are? I suppose.
Well, let me be the first one to disagree with you, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I went through a list of women who, had given the opportunity, had found themselves to be as capable of being corrupt as any guy. And it's not just Philadelphia. like a dozen of them. There's Hillary as well. And, of course, our own first female governor, Ruth Ann Minner, here in Delaware, too. No, I truly believe that given the opportunity, you'll find just as great a percentage of women who will find themselves in opportunities of corruption as men.
Well, now, maybe I should be broader with my comments.
That's actually unlikely in public office.
I'm more referring to the world in general. My business acumen over the years has been to surround myself with as many women as possible. Richie will have a dig at that.
I'm in the same group, buddy.
Yeah, but I mean, the program I do Monday through Friday, DJV, hello, I'm one guy and there's three women on it with me. I don't know that I have to say much more than that. But the people who have worked with me over the years in sales,
radio's own sultan.
Radio's what? Would you say?
Radio's own sultan. You have your own harem around.
Well, you know. That far. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Also, with regard to,
we're not asking the woman here what she thinks. They're just gonna.
Well, I was. I have to ask you. Since when do I have to ask you anything?
Well, because you're all talking, and when three men talk at once, it usually isn't possible for a fourth voice to get in
with
there.
You?
And it.
You're very capable. Yeah, you're very. Very capable of inserting yourself. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right, so I shall speak now that I've cleared the room rather effectively with that ruse.
Yours or mine?
My ruse. What I will say is this, that generally speaking on the world stage, and that's what President Obama was speaking about, when you see dictators, they tend to be men. When you see these men holding on to powers, as I just said, they tend to be men. You don't tend to see women doing that. You do tend to see women in power in democratic countries. Now, that's not to say that that might not change in the future when you see more women in power. We've not seen that yet, but that is what I'm saying. Are women capable of being corrupt? Of course they are. Women have the same capability for corruption as men do, and you can scour and look for that. However, that's what he was referring to.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Jones is here, along with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. The impeachment up next here. It's 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, so let's get back to the second or first. It depends on your point of view. The debates were number one. Impeachment probably number one with most people. What I found interesting, and I'm driving across the country this week as I listen to a lot of different radio. I'm listening to public broadcasting. I actually listened for a couple of hours to that embarrassing pile of crap that came out of the... It was embarrassing to listen to those people, the congressmen, back and forth, in real time. I was listening to the impeachment hearing.
I thought you were talking about a host.
No, I think the hosts, for the most part, are okay over there. Anyway, although, did you see that Adam Driver was being interviewed on Fresh Air, and he walked out of the studio on... Gross.
But Morning Edition and really? All Things Considered does a good job in the afternoon.
Well, it's interesting because he doesn't like the sound of his own voice, and his aide or assistant said to them, "Please don't play him singing because he doesn't want to hear that." And they did it anyway. And he said, God, I can't stand my own voice," and he left. Yeah. I know,
kind of childish. Okay, anyway.
Wow. Hashtag scream.
Yeah. The point that we'll get to
impeachment.
Is the impeachment, the listening to the radio, news talk radio, up 18% this week of this stuff. People wanting to listen to, and I found myself listening and thinking, what a disgrace. That's what I thought as I listened to these people on both sides. They're not articulate. They don't really have any great new ideas. They seem the same old stuff back and forth. And it's just embarrassing for the country, I thought. What was more embarrassing?
Doug.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm just saying, I can't help but approach this with a sense of humor. And for me, the drinking game was every time a Republican said he didn't do anything wrong, you take a sip. When a Democrat says clear and present danger, you take a sip. And within 20 minutes, you lose command of the English language. That was my version of the impeachment.
That's very good. And then, to add insult to injury, Putin says, "Trump's my man." That was also.
That's not what you want if you're Trump. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. A very interesting story in the Post, which has done some great reporting on this, saying that Trump told a former senior White House official that he knew Ukraine was to blame for the 2016 election meddling because Vladimir Putin told him so, and that the president reportedly embraced these Ukrainian interference theories insistently after he met privately with Putin at that G20 summit in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so that's a surprise to you?
It's not a surprise, but I think it's interesting because that does suit Putin.
All these guys are the same. They're kind of the same cloth as far as I'm concerned. Any of them. All of them, in fact. All right, 21 after the hour. You're listening to the talk radio review of the hot hits, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Talk Radio Roundup, or the review, if you will, of the links that we have on our News Talk Radio. This is a Ouija board I've got in front of me here with Victoria Jones. She's at the DC Radio Company, and Rick Jensen, WDEL, in Wilmington. Rich McFadden is at the studios in Radio America in Washington. And so we're looking at these stories, or talking about the story, not looking at them because of radio. If you want to look at them, go to talkers.com. You can see the list there anytime you'd like. The number 10 item, holiday movies. I'm going to go backwards now. I started with the two top ones. The whole business of Star Wars, and we were just talking about this during the break, it's critic-proof. It's going to do $200 million or close to it this weekend. It's the end. It wraps up a lot of stuff. But you think Disney, now that it owns this property, isn't going to keep Star Wars going? Of course it is. They'll dream up some other way of using the Star Wars theme, create new things. Maybe they can talk about the life of Yoda. Those little child Yoda dolls.
Look at the Disney streaming app.
Baby Yoda.
What's the series that they've got on the app now? I mean, that's doing really well.
Yeah, all that stuff is going to be fine.
But isn't it striking, though, that even Steven Spielberg went out and did this rather dull and occasionally amusing video just slamming The Rise of Skywalker?
For what purpose? That's what I always
wondering. I think he hates it.
Because he doesn't follow the storyline that he has in his head, I would imagine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so maybe they need to go back to him and come up with another one. All right, anyway, Jimmy Kimmel had all the stars of Star Wars on earlier this week. It was a wonderful, I'm not a fan necessarily of him in general, but it was a wonderful, just a great warm experience to see them all there together. And especially Anthony, what's his face, that plays C-3PO. The audience loved him. He started. He was in the first one in 1970. He'd been doing that for 42 years. He says, that's all I've done for 42 years is play C-3PO.
Wow. Cool.
Imagine that and how it goes back. I remember fondly seeing Star Wars in 1977. It was really a fabulous experience. It really was. And still are.
What's this in your crib?
Say again, my crib?
What's this in your crib, of course?
Was it in my crib?
That's no, when you watched it in 77.
My son was in the crib at that time.
Oh.
Matter of fact. Let's see. The British election. And I need Victoria on this because I get indeed. I'm going bananas. I think this guy is such a buffoon, and he's what am I missing here about the suicidal race against the clock and against Europe and against the world? What do they have up their sleeve that the average person doesn't know about that makes people think they're going to be okay after they lose their biggest trading partner?
They're not. This was going to happen, and
they're
I'll tell you what
does it mean? They're not what? They're not going to lose their.
They're not
biggest
going
trading
to be
money?
Okay.
No,
particularly since he's going to do this hard Brexit in 1 year. But I can tell you why he won. One of the reasons he won big was because a lot of voters stayed home, not because a lot of voters stayed out, came out for him, because people don't like Boris Johnson and they don't trust Boris Johnson, but they absolutely hate Jeremy Corbyn. For numerous reasons, including that he's the worst candidate
all
in
right,
the history
so,
of
okay,
candidates.
Okay, so let's
same
talk
thing as here in the United States.
Yeah, I was going to thank you. Let's talk philosophically about this
well,
for a minute.
A lot of lessons.
How is it that we get these? Is it that we get what we deserve? We have all these horrible leaders, these people that go to jail, the people that work around these people that are really bad dudes.
It's the pendulum. And the pendulum swung so far one way, and now it's swung back the other. And for some reason, I don't know why, it's not swinging back yet. It always does. It always does. The pendulum
well,
always
swings. And it's not going to. And what's so interesting, I mean, Labour is divided among itself, as the Democratic Party is. And if Labour can't sort itself out, it's going to be in obscurity, in darkness for maybe a decade, maybe 2 decades.
Very discouraging.
And they're throwing...
Hold on. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. A significant launch or test would mean the end of North Korea's self-imposed moratorium and raise tensions in the region. It would also be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. The president is in Florida for a holiday vacation. Before he left, he received an invitation from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's invited the president to the House chamber February 4th to deliver the State of the Union message. In the letter, Pelosi reminds him that, quote, "In their great wisdom, our founders crafted a constitution based on a system of separation of powers. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, thanks to the research done at Talkers Magazine, as I've said many times, and will say probably many times in the few years that will come down the pike. It's a great way for you to understand what's going on. A lot of people love this format. I looked at some of the numbers, as I love to do, because I've been in this business a long time, and the numbers are holding up. And you'd expect that. The impeachment is one reason, but the election and the attention to that sort of thing. But then there's so many other things that are going on in the world that are worth our attention, worth talking about, so many fabulous things. This Russian spy ship is number 7 this week on the countdown. Back to Boris Yeltsin and the balsam that he's got. He's basically thumbing his nose. And apparently this ship has, this is not the first trip for this ship to be in, off of the coast. It's just outside, right, the international waters. So what is, what's supposed, what are they looking at? Are they just there to taunt us? Just say they're there because they can be there. What's the real, anybody got any insight into this?
Yeah, it's not the first time they've done it. The Military Times has an interesting article about it. They do such great reporting. And U.S. Northern Command and the Coast Guard have been tracking it. It's a spy ship with electronic surveillance gear. Hello.
That's Bernie Sanders' campaign theme.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
NORAD and NORTHCOM have been conducting air and maritime operations, and this it's called the Viktor Leonov, and it's quite a naughty ship. It did it in 2017. And
what is it? What makes it naughty?
It was far from the coast then in Connecticut.
Yeah.
That's
a sub base.
Think about this.
Right. Yeah.
NORAD is simultaneously going to be following a Russian
Santa Claus
sub
and Santa
Russians. Claus.
Yes.
Well, they get confused up and bomb Santa Claus.
They call it the Santa sub.
Okay, perfect. All right, so next up on the list here are our relations with China. And I can't help but think of the fact that I'm sort of shocked that they even carried the debate between the candidates, and so they pulled the plug on it when they got to what, Rick, you were talking. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL, by the way. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden at Radio America. Doug Steffen. So what did you say they pulled the plug at what point in the debate when they were talking about China, right? Something to do with China?
When Buttigieg was asked about that, he started talking about China, and they pulled a plug. But I got to get back to what you asked. Why would they broadcast in the first place when you know China is going to be coming up in the conversation?
Right. Well, they're trusting that maybe people are clamoring for it. You know, the Chinese, the citizenry of China is changing dramatically in what they want. And the government, that was one of the things, Victoria, that came out in that Epoch Times event that we went to the week before in Washington, when the subject matter came around to what the biggest problem was in China. And the biggest problem in China are the Chinese people. The government is worried, very concerned about whether they can keep the lid on it, and they can't. They won't be able to because there's too many people over there. There's too much access to information now. There are too many Chinese traveling outside the country to do business. It can't last the way that they are doing
things. They also have internal disputes within the Chinese Communist Party around the middle of the Chinese Communist Party, and that's one of their other big worries.
I don't think that there's much freedom of information there as you think there might be. I think that there are people that travel out of the country.
Freedom of information, but
With Google actively working with the Chinese government because they want in in China, and the Chinese government says, we'll let you be here, but here are the rules, and you play by our rules.
Yeah, the Googlers those two guys, Sergi, and what's the other guy's name? You look at them,
Bob,
their body language, they're bad dudes. They're not, I don't see them as good Americans. I see them as
They're in it for the cash.
Opportunists. You know? Yeah, that's all. So
Google will become a United States-owned utility within the next decade, I predict.
Really?
What about the NBA? I mean, I think that is also an outrage, saying, oh, yeah, well, we really have to support China because we have billions of dollars invested in China.
Because they're cowards, too.
They are.
No, to be fair to the NBA, it did change its stance. It did. It said it initially, but it did change its stance after the backlash. So you have to give that little bit of credit. But it's not just the NBA. Over Hong Kong, Marriott changed its website. China cracks down on all these companies, American and from other countries, if they recognize Hong Kong or Taiwan as independent countries, and then these companies change their websites.
Yeah, perfect. All right, as an aside, one of the things that we don't have in the top 10 this week is the status of the Boeing 737 MAX. I thought it was very interesting. Boeing made a big deal out of trying to get attention away from that by announcing this week they're going to launch the first test capsule up to the International Space Station. It's called the Starliner. and good. I mean, I'm happy to have them do all that, but boy, they're going to lay off. They've stopped making those planes. They have 400 of them sitting on the ground in Seattle and a couple of other airports out there because nobody's taking them because they can't fly them. I can't imagine this is going to help them in the future. It really, I mean, there's so much money there, but they have lost. They've written off already $8 billion in losses because of this, and people are in droves ordering the Airbuses, the single aisle. They're ordering lots of double aisle. The Airbus is a good single aisle plane. Nobody likes the double aisle Airbuses, so that's why the 787 and 777 do so well. But it's really pretty amazing how this thing is being booted around by this company and how these people have kept their jobs. Woof. All right.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd love to get your opinion. Do you think that Boeing is being truthful when they say, oh, no one will lose their job?
No. I think there are a lot of people there that should leave. Oh, you mean of the 30,000 workers in the plant to make 737?
Yeah, the layoffs.
Well,
yeah.
What they're doing is they have a lot of people, especially the European carriers, have converted their orders from 737s into 787s and 777s. So they're changing, they're moving some of those people over to the other, to the assembly lines for the 787s become a very popular mid-range, wide-aisle plane. It's capable of doing about 7,000 miles, very economic, very comfortable plane. So they're making a lot of those. But the 737, I think you're going to see the 737 just go away. I don't think they can keep... they're going to have to come up with some other single aisle. They have wrought... The destruction that had come from this is because of their own greed. The first 737 hit the air in 1967. There is not another plane around by any other commercial aircraft manufacturer that was first flying in 1967. The 757s came after the 747 was developed and flew first in the late 60s. That's gone. The 757, which was introduced in the early 70s, that's gone. The 767 was introduced in the middle 70s, that's gone. So what you got...
Okay, there's plane talk for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You always love
tune in next week for more airline talk.
Plane talk with pilot.
Okay. All right. Next up. Okay. The number four thing is the Obamacare. I talked about this on the DJV show, and it sort of landed like a thud. Nobody seemed to get the impact of this, but I see it's number four this week. The Medicare ruling, a huge part of it is unconstitutional. And that, because maybe of the debates and maybe the impeachment got lost in translation, but it is, as you said, Victoria, huge. Why do you say it's huge?
Well, it was the Fifth Circuit, which is a conservative circuit, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the ACA's individual mandate is unconstitutional. But what the court didn't say is how much of the rest of the law should fall along with it. And what it did was it threw that question back to a lower court to think about. And that was Judge Reed O'Connor, who's a pretty conservative judge. And he said last year the individual mandate was unconstitutional since 2017.
Right.
There's a law professor
at Harvard that said the same thing. He said, I don't know how it's taken them this long to come up with this. Requiring people have health care is not constitutional. You can't require anybody to have anything like this. It's a good idea.
2017, let's remember that Congress split the mandate from the rest of the law. And so Congress does think that it can be split according to the friends of Obamacare. And the Fifth Circuit agreed with that and said that this judge had not given enough weight to that and said that he'd relied too much on the older history. So he'd gone back to 2010, they said. He'd not looked at the more recent rulings in 2017. So basically, we're back where we started. The mandate is a goner. We all know that. And the question now is the rest of the law. And we know it's going to go to the Supreme Court, which is a Trump Supreme Court. Mostly don't know about the Chief Justice who made the definitive ruling in the last Obamacare case. So we really don't know. A number of things could happen. But what is going to happen about pre-existing conditions? And that is a big piece, and that's very popular with voters.
45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Is your home Wi-Fi private? Not really, as you could be tracked by websites, search engines, social networks, and more. The only way to really browse anonymously is with a VPN, or virtual private network. So we asked expert Georgia Wheatman who could see your information.
Well, it might actually be better to question who can't see our information. Anybody who owns a service that you might be going through, any of them who have inserted themselves into the chain of the traffic, they can see every bit of data that we send. So if you're sending your username and password to your bank account or into Facebook or any site, they could use that information. If you're paying with a credit card, they could again capture that information. Really anything you want to keep secure on the internet, they might see.
More at bulbsecurity.com. And if you want to have your product featured here, tweet me at TechItOutRadio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hi, it's Chuck. You want to repeat that? I think Richie's married to a wonderful lady who is Venezuelan.
Colombian.
No, she's Colombian. Excuse
Good
me.
Good Lord, man. Don't let her hear you say that.
I won't let her hear. Tell Jen that I apologize. Yeah. Don't let her.
Nothing wrong with Venezuelans. We have many Venezuelans.
Right. So anyway, the mother-in-law, I remember meeting when I think I met her the night I stayed at your house, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Anyway, she doesn't speak a lick of English. And so...
During the impeachment proceedings the other night when we were home watching on TV and the kids were in and out of the room, we were all watching, my mother-in-law, who is Hispanic, who voted for Obama the first time, cannot wait to support Trump in the election coming up. Mm-hmm. She is so upset with these whole shenanigans, and I just find it so interesting that a usually voting Democrat, Obama, she voted for Obama once, is as upset about these proceedings as the in-house right-winger that I am.
It's money. All right, so look at the people list here, and you'll see kind of the reflection of what you've just said in a manner of speaking. At number 10, Putin. Number 9 is Boris Johnson. Then the rest of the list, from 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, all of them, 1. I mean, Trump is number 1 as usual, but Pelosi, McConnell, Schiff, Kevin McCarthy, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. It's an embarrassment that we in this country, and I hold the news media accountable for this. Victoria loves to argue that point with me. But the irresponsibility of the factless news media, the feckless and factless news media, isn't the news media at all. They want to run things, and their mindset is to, you know, and that's how they're being taught in a lot of these journalism schools. The impact of journalism is not facts, the definition of the truth is lost, I think. It is on me with this bunch anyway. All right, thanks Victoria and Rick and Richie for being here. This is the News Talk Roundup here at 10 before the hour.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Adam Burns is joining us now. He's from betonline.ag. The idea of betting, and we're getting into the time of year when people are starting to bet on things other than, we always seem to think, I think, Adam, of betting as it associates with sports. But there are all kinds of bets on how much business Star Wars will do, for example, this weekend. The last one did $200 million its opening weekend. Is there money on this one doing better than that? Not so much. What? And how would you do the odds, and how would you make money?
Yeah, well, I mean, we put up, we've talked about before on, entertainment sort of bets or props, as we call them, exotics. And, we did have up, will they surpass the Avengers opening weekend? We had up some props on the movie itself before it premiered, on will this certain character die or which character will die first in the movie. And obviously there's people that can know about that stuff, but we've done it in the past with Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad back in the day. Sopranos way back when. And even though some people might know, you can't bet $10,000 on this, but you can bet a couple hundred on it and have some fun with it. And we're always offering stuff like that as much as we can.
So how do you determine how much money people can bet on any given event, whether it's sports related or entertainment or political? For example, what were the odds on Trump getting impeached?
We've had political props are very popular lately. As far as limits go, it depends on how solid the thing is. So like an NFL game or a college football game or an NBA game, you can get really big amounts of money on it. When it gets to these exotic type of props, it's a little bit less. Politics, we'll take decent limits on it, especially to win the next presidency or Democratic candidate and that sort of thing. We actually just put up a bunch of Trump props today. Will the Senate vote to impeach him? Because he's technically not impeached. We had a prop up and it is saying, will he be will he leave office via impeachment? And the odds going into yesterday were 6-1 that he would. And but a lot of people get confused and don't read the fine print and just think that, oh, he got impeached, you know, that they won their bet. But no.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, you know, like we also had a will he, you know, actually get impeached by the House, you know, and when we had that up in September, it was still 5-1 odds. So, you know, people got to read their the fine print in these bets before they bet it. And I always tell people, you know, make sure you know what you're betting on before you bet it. So it always causes a little bit of controversy when you get into those things. And that's part of the reason we won't take huge limits on some of those things. But politics over the last, you know, especially since Trump's been in, has just been huge. People are talking about it, and there's quite a bit of betting on it.
Yeah, and so what's the largest bet, as you recall, BetOnline AG takes bets from everybody everywhere. What's the largest placement you have allowed to this point? I think you and I talked about that a few weeks ago, and I forgot what you said was the limit of what you take on any event, whether, again, it's sports, political, entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, right now, you know, I mean, if you're betting on a sports event that's one of the main leagues, you know, you can get 50,000, 100,000 down on it. Politics, you know, I've seen in the last election, you know, actually even this election, you know, we had someone put about the same thing down on Donald Trump to win the next election. So, you know, we'll take pretty big limits based on how solid we figure the lines are. Again, it comes down to, you know, like on Star Wars stuff, you're not, you know, you can maybe bet $100, but we're not going to take $10,000 on something that could be predetermined. Same as WWE wrestling or, you know, entertainment type of things. But the bigger sports and the stuff that's more solid, where we're pretty comfortable taking the action as long as we feel the line is correct.
All right. So how do, this is the $64 question from some people. How do the online, or how does any, you know, the betting organizations, betonline.ag, how do you make money? Where does your profit come from? Do you take a percentage of what people make?
Yeah, I mean,
win?
It's pretty commonplace in you know, all betting shops is where, you know, if you're betting on a football game, example, you know, if you want to bet $100, well, you got to bet 110 to win 100, right? So it's called the juice or the vig or whatever people want to call it. So it's sort of like a rake in poker. If you're playing poker, you know, they take online or even at a casino, they take a percentage of every hand. So over time, I mean, that's how, you know, the books sustain, and that's where their profit comes from. And but there's people who win too, and I mean, you know, betonline.ag, we're very, you know, we're A-plus rated in all the ratings, rating sites, and we pay out, you know, if you win, you can cash out right away, and it's pretty instant and quick. So we're pretty reputable in that area. But yeah, I mean, it's that's, you know, how the books make money. It's just like anything else.
All right, Adam, very instructive. Thank you, Adam, from betonline.ag. Adam Burns here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.